Evelyn's Diary. Follow the day-to-day ups and downs of a Dutch transsexual woman in her struggle with the world as it is. Episode 34, Fantasy. This week I met someone in a chat room who had the letters TV behind the name. I guess we all know what it means. If someone puts TV behind the name, it means transvestite or crossdresser. It is someone who wants to make a clear statement that the female name and garments do not imply a female body. People in the chat room made a bit of fun about the TV postfix to her name, but not in a nasty way. This chat room is part of a very tolerant community, and all the regular visitors know about my situation as a transsexual. I don't yell that from the rooftops in all situations, I don't put TS behind my name, but it is not a big secret, it is just my little secret. I kept a low profile for a few minutes until I was sure it would be a good idea to come out to this new member of the community about my situation. And then I told her about myself, and I gave her some tips about interesting websites and meetings. It didn't take very long before she requested me to have a private chat on a separate channel, and I agreed. I felt a girl-to-girl talk would do her a lot of good, and that turned out to be true. It turned out she was in a rather isolated situation and didn't have contact with other transgendered people. At her age of 34, there were really many similarities to my own situation 11 years ago. And I know a contact with a more experienced person would have been a great boon to me at the time. One of the first things she asked me about was her fantasies about being a prostitute and about being raped. "Are those filthy thoughts? Do you think this isn't normal?" she asked me. Well, of course I could help her with that. First of all, normal people are the most boring people I know. And second, her fantasies are not that uncommon. She proceeded to tell me she loved to go out in the evening in very sexy clothing, with the fantasy in her head she was now soliciting. Of course I had to warn her about this. Being out on the street in sexy clothing in the dark is risky business for any woman. There's always a risk of harassment. And for a crossdresser, there is the additional risk that if someone wants to harass you and finds out you don't have a female body, he can get very angry and molest you. Personally, I have been harassed on 2 occasions. This was clearly new information for her. She had never thought about the risks involved, but she wasn't completely convinced yet. "What about the times I was harassed?" she asked me. "Wasn't that arousing? Not even a little bit?" "No, it wasn't. In your fantasy, everything happens the way you like it. In reality, it's quite different." The first time I was harassed is about 3 years ago now. I decided to go out for dinner, dressed up as beautiful as I could. 2 men and a woman were waving and hooting at me from a table further down the restaurant. I ignored them. But when I took a seat at the bar, these guys took a seat next to me, one on either side. "They would do my operation themselves," they said threateningly, and they started to pull on my skirt. I hit one of them in the face and stood up to pay my bill and leave the restaurant. And then they knocked me to the floor. Fortunately, the woman who accompanied them called them back. So I had a narrow escape. My pantyhose was destroyed and my legs were scratched, but it could have been much worse. This story was enough to convince her that there is nothing nice about being harassed. I hope to meet her in real life later this month. I would love to help someone to avoid at least some of the mistakes I made in my own life. For Gender Talk, this was Evelien Snel from the Netherlands. Thanks for listening. I hope to join you again in 2 weeks.